Joel Morgan for KOVC Sports here at NewsDakota.com. Wednesday was announced that Nate Stewart would take over as the Valley City State University Athletic Director. Sitting down here with Nate. Nate, let's start off. Maybe tell us a little bit about your playing history and your coaching history that led you up to this opportunity.
Yeah, so I grew up in Southwest Virginia, about 10 minutes from Virginia Tech. So spent my entire childhood there. You know, when I was young and coming through high school, I was a three-sport athlete. You know, I played football, basketball, baseball, and you know, enjoyed my experiences as an athlete, and probably could have played college baseball too, but I knew my ticket was going to be in basketball. So I ended up being recruited by a handful of schools, a number of schools, and decided to play at Roanoke College in Virginia. So I had a great four-year experience there and was on nationally ranked teams all 4 years I was there. We went to two NCAA tournaments, and it was a great experience. When I was done, my undergraduate degree is in health and human performance. And so when I was done, I was going to be certified to teach, but I didn't have time playing to student teach. So when, you know, it came around to the next year, my dad said, you really don't want to be a high school teacher. You want to get into college coaching. Why don't you try to get into college coaching? So fortunately for me, my college coach was really, really well connected. And so by some good fortune and luck and being in the right place at the right time, I ended up at Marshall University in West Virginia. I was a graduate assistant at Marshall for 2 years for men's basketball. Then when I finished there, I went back to my hometown in Radford, Virginia. Was an assistant at Radford University for a year. And then was at UMBC in Baltimore as an assistant coach for 5 years. After I was done at UMBC, we made an NCAA tournament, had a great experience there. The job at Eastern came over for the head men's coaching job. And so I took the head men's coaching job at Eastern. Was the head men's coach for 4 years, never in a million years thinking I was going to get into administration or be an AD, and the AD job came open last summer. The president approached me, was interested, and I had some mutual interest. I'm bad, could see myself going this way, and was an AD the last year, and here we go in July. We're getting ready to move to North Dakota, so it's kind of been a whirlwind, but it's been definitely a good thing.
What attracted you to this opening here in Valley City?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. I think, obviously from an athletics perspective, you know, there's been a great tradition of success. A number of the teams have been able to compete on a national level and be in a national tournament. Obviously, football's had a ton of success. Men's basketball's had a ton of success. Women's basketball's been good and so forth and so on down the line. I loved just going through and doing research on the job and looking at everything, too. You know, there's a strong infrastructure in place in town. The community really rallies behind the athletes in the school, and that was very, very intriguing to me. You know, I love the hashtag We All Row. I thought that was fantastic. I was immediately drawn to that because, you know, obviously it takes an entire community to support an athletics program. So that was something that fascinated me. And then, on the professional side, obviously being a member of the president's cabinet, I got a chance to meet Dr. Mason and the other cabinet members last week and was immediately sold on her vision and where she wants to go and where she wants to see the university go and how athletics can play our part in increasing the entire university. And I think the third thing were the people. You know, I had a great chance to meet a lot of people in town, an opportunity to sit and visit with a lot of people, and the people are so genuine, so kind-hearted, and it seemed like a community where I wanted to bring my family and raise my family and have my kids be, and we really resonated and connected with the community members as well. So I kind of, all three of those ingredients kind of pulled me in.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of steps for you to get acclimated both to the job and to the community. One thing that kind of stands out to me is the rules for the NAIA and the NCAA differ, especially from the D3 level in terms of scholarship, commitment, certain things like that. What are some noticeable changes that you expect to see in that side of things?
Yeah, you know, I've obviously been in the scholarship setting before, being a Division I assistant for a number of years, so I'm very, very well versed in the scholarship side. But, you know, NAIA is a little bit different than Division I. You can split scholarships. I know, just kind of talking last week, I don't think we're fully funded to the level we need to be in all the sports, so there's going to be some serious fundraising initiatives to try to go on to that to try to increase scholarship money. And honestly, I need to spend a lot of time learning the ins and outs of the NAIA, because like you said, it's definitely markedly different than the Division III setting. I was actually on the phone earlier today with Dave Bass, the faculty athletic rep, and one of the comments I made to Dave is, hey, we need to sit down because you've got a lot of catching up to do to try to get me up to speed on all the NAIA rules. So it's going to definitely be a learning process, but it's one I feel like we can attack. And, I got a great mentor in Dave who's been in the NAIA for a long time and knows the rules inside and out, so I'm looking forward to working with him.
Aside from those rule changes, what are some other things that you first want to get done when you arrive here and start working, and what are some other steps in the process to get acclimated?
Yeah, you know, I think the most important thing when you're in a leadership position, I think I need to work really, really hard to build relationships with all the coaches and everybody on the staff. And not only with the coaches, but how do we ingrain athletics into the entire university at all? So I think the first several weeks is going to be spent with me meeting people, working with our coaches and staff, really coming in with a fresh set of eyes and trying to evaluate. I know there's a lot of things that we do at Valley City State that we do really, really well. If, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And so I want to find out what we do really, really well, what needs help, what needs work. And the biggest thing for me is being able to build relationships with all the members of the coaching staff, get to know our student athletes and their families. And then, you know, just as important, build relationships with other sections of the university where our athletes go, and really try to do our part in athletics to advance the entire university. So I definitely want to be able to hit the ground running. You know, I know we start football practice soon, and the first game is the 25th, I think. So that doesn't leave a whole lot of time between the start date and the first game. So, you know, I want to make sure we're geared up operationally in order to host a football game, and just try to kind of figure my way around. I think the other big component to that too is going to be meeting the community members, working with the Booster Club board, and trying to hit the ground running fundraising for scholarship dollars.
Are you ready for the cold of this part of the world?
I don't know. That scares me. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we get snow in Philadelphia and it gets cold, but I don't think we don't get nearly the snow you guys get, or it doesn't get nearly as cold as it does there. So, my sister-in-law lives in Iowa, and we were talking through this with her the other day while we were deciding whether or not we wanted to make the move. And she kind of looked at me and said, "Nate, cold's cold. If it's 20 degrees outside, you're going to be cold. If it's 20 below zero, you're going to be cold." So I think it's one of those things that'll be a little bit of an adjustment, but that just means we'll be spending a lot more time inside, I hope.
That's Nate Stewart, new athletic director of Valley City State University. He'll fully take over the position on July 29th.